Concerns about the health of the Australian economy have pushed shares down for the fifth straight day. By the close, the All Ords lost 0.1%, as did the ASX 200 index. Grocery wholesaler Metcash fell for a second day on the back of asset write-downs and after scrapping its dividend. National Australia Bank and the ANZ were the worst of the big four banks. JB Hi-Fi and Telstra managed gains. Across the region, it's a mixed session. Japan's Nikkei and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong are pointing lower. There's been a bit of a rebound in Shanghai so far. The Australian dollar is buying 77 US cents. Worries about the Australian economy have been sparked by a bad run of data this week. The country posted its worst monthly trade deficit on record in April. Retail sales recorded their worst reading since February last year. And underneath a strong headline GDP figure for the March quarter was very soft detail. Bearish analyst Jared Minnock has told the business as the economy transitions from a reliance on mining, there is a risk of a recession, but not for a couple of years.
I'd actually be quite surprised if we avoided recession, given the size of the adjustment we have to go through over the next 3 or 4 years. Australia's not ending a once-in-a-generation boom, it's ending a once-in-a-century boom.